Amen. Thank you, Sister Vestal. That's wonderful. I can't believe, Brother Luke, I can't believe you threw Brother Reimers under the bus. Some of you were teaching. He couldn't remember the name Bulletin this morning, Brother Reimers. But at least he remembers his wife's name. Things are looking up there. I want to say tonight that independence always destroys. God did not create you to be independent. God did not create me to be independent. God places authority in our life. And tonight I want to look at this subject this evening because somehow we'll see we are interlinked. Now we're all responsible individually before God. I'll stand before God without you there. I do believe that you will be there. That's why God's going to be wiping away a lot of tears. He says twice from our eyes in heaven at that Bema seat judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, when we receive those things done in the body. And he says he'll make it manifest. That word manifest is publicly exposed. God is going to reveal the works of Jack Treber, whether they be good or whether they be bad, whether they abound or whether they burned up. I believe my grandkids will be there to watch Papa receive. There's five, some say six, different crowns to be won in the Bible. And at Revelation 4:10, we'll take those crowns that are given to us and we'll cast them at his feet, saying, "Thou art worthy to receive honor and glory." God alone is worthy of all praise. We'll have something to offer, but like the songwriter said, nothing but leaves for the master. Oh, how my heart grieves. I hope that I have more than leaves. I hope there's some fruit. I hope there's something I've done for Christ that truly will last. There's the suffering crown. Some folks suffer all through life, James chapter 1. And God says, if you suffer, and you suffer properly, he'll give you a crown. That crown will be for his glory. There's a soul winner's crown. There's a shepherd's crown. And I believe Sunday school teachers, you can win that crown. You're a shepherd. You're not a pastor of a local church, but I believe you're an extension of the pastor. And there's a shepherd's crown. Thank God for these crowns that we can win. But here in the Bible, we'll find that I will stand by myself. But through life, we're intertwined. You need me. You need me. And I definitely need you. I need the people that God's put in my life to help me in the journey of life. And I believe God's placed people in my life that I need to help them on the path of life. That's Word of God. This text where we are tonight, chapter 4, verse 1. C.I. Schofield, if you use a Schofield reference Bible, I happen to use one, King James Bible. But I believe, and he was a better scholar than I, trust me, brilliant man. I believe they missed this chapter by one verse. The verses were not in the original writings, and the verses and the chapters were added there for our benefit, so we could say chapter 4, verse 1. He says that chapter 4, verse 1, is beginning of the millennial. I think the millennial begins in verse 2. Certainly not verse 1. It cannot. I don't know if I could get a Bible commentator to agree with me, but verse 2, the millennial, see, the rapture of the church, the judgment seat of Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then we have the millennial, the tribulation, and we have the millennial reign of Christ, 1,000 years. I believe that millennial is in verse 2, for here's what it says. In that day, the millennial reign, in that day, because what? The branch of the Lord, that's our Savior. The branch of the Lord shall be beautiful, glorious. The fruit of the earth shall be excellent, comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it's going to be holy in Jerusalem. It would have to be millennial. But verse 1 is not millennial. Verse 1 is interlinked with verse chapter number 3, which has to be tribulation. Notice what the Bible says. And in that day, this cannot be millennial. Look what's happening. Seven women shall take hold of one man. That is not millennial. That's tribulation time. Saying, we will eat our own bread. We will wear our own apparel. Let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Now tonight, I want to talk to you about this text, Independence Destroys Love. In this tribulation passage, and it builds off of chapter 3. A little bit more introduction. Go back to chapter 3, please. In chapter 3, verse 2, the mighty man, the man of war, the judge, the prophet, the prudent, the ancient, the older man, the captain, the honorable man, the counselor, the artifacts, the eloquent orator, all of these in this time, what's God saying? I will give children to be their prince, and babes shall rule over them. God says in that day of anarchy, children are going to run the show. I have not been in a mall. I don't think we were in a mall at Christmas. We have not been in a mall for us. I'm not saying you're wrong to go to a mall. We don't like the mall. We have no desire to go to the mall. We just don't like the mall. I thought a man would give me an amen on that at least. But maybe we don't have that many here tonight. I'm not sure. I'm just not a mall man, quite frankly, myself. Thank you all, both of you. But nonetheless, the malls do not target senior citizens. Here's the latest fashion. It's not for senior citizens. It's not for middle-aged. You say, well, what's middle-aged? Well, if you live to be 70, 35 is middle-aged. There's a lot of middle-agers in here tonight. You're getting old. You know, the malls are created for teenagers. The music is for teenagers. The dress is for teenagers. The outfits are for teenagers. It's just, they attract the teenagers. And I mean, now you can buy a pair of blue jeans. I would guess a full pair of blue jeans, no holes in it, probably $30, $40, $50. But the trendy ones is where they rip them all up. I saw a girl in the airport the other day. It was a hilarious thing. And she was, all the knees were gone. And you know, I don't know much about the anatomy, but knees are not really beautiful. Look like two machine guns coming at you, you know? And here are those bony old knees sticking out of that. And I thought, this poor girl, I wish I could buy her some patches to put on the knees. But they pay for that. My dear friend, Dr. Jorgensen, who's over at Commonwealth Baptist College now, he said they have a gene factory there. And college students go in there and work. And he says, the amazing thing, the most expensive genes are the ones they take through the conveyor belt and take razor blades and cut them up. And he charged more money for that. I'll do it. Just bring them to me. I'll cut them up for you. Save you money. I'll put in the bucket for next year. And God says in that day, children run the show. If you don't believe that, get on the next plane with me. Watch. We dread it. I dread it when I see those kids. They scream, they holler. I read on my phone 2 weeks ago that from another country to here, an 8-hour flight, a little kid, I forget what was he, 6 or 7 or 8, he screamed for 8 hours and it showed. And it said, a demonic scream. It was demonic. Kids screamed and the mother was oblivious. I was in the airport the other day and I told you this, my son-in-law said, it's like you're at the kennel. Dogs everywhere. Cats everywhere. It is crazy the day we live in. Children will rule over them in that day. This has to be tribulation, and people shall be oppressed, one everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor, and the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, against the old people. There'll be a haughtiness, as he said in chapter 2. The Bible says Jerusalem is ruined. That's tribulation. Verse number 9, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin as Sodom and hide it not. I think someone told me the Olympics over, I didn't watch it. I got sick and tired of just hearing about the Sodomites. And they don't hide it. The show of their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin as Sodom. That still is not normal. As for people, children of the oppressors, and women rule over them. This is God's word. It's a day of anarchy in that tribulation. Well, why is this verse? And our verse today is chapter 4, verse 1. We're getting there in just a moment. And in that day, chapter 4, verse 1, in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. Notice their independence. We will eat our own bread. You don't have to feed us. Seven men, women latch onto one man. We'll eat our own bread. You don't have to provide for us. You don't have to go to work and bring us money to get the groceries. We'll do our own thing. This has to be tribulation. This is not millennial. And not only that, they said, not only will we eat our own bread, we'll wear our own apparel. You don't have to worry about our clothes. We got this one. But the one thing we want from you, Ralph, seven of us women for this one man, the one thing, we just want your name. What in the world is that talking about? Well, why is there so few of men, first of all? Why are there so few men for seven of women? Well, the Bible tells us in chapter 3. The Bible says in verse 25, the men, is this tribulation? The men shall fall by the sword and the mighty in war, and the gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. And in that day, because of the slaughter of mankind, because men have been slaughtered and killed during that tribulation time, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. We will eat our own bread. We'll wear our own apparel. Only give us thy name that we may take away our reproach. For a Jewish woman, it was always, and an Eastern woman for that matter, it was always a reproach if you were not married. Please tonight in this auditorium, I don't want anybody to think that the scripture is saying that everyone has to be married. It's a good thing to be married. But you are not a second-rate member of this church if you're not married. And God takes care of all of that in His time. Let God take care of it. But here, because of the shortage of men, these ladies that were by themselves, we said, we don't want to be a reproach. We don't want anybody looking down on us. We don't want to be scorned and scoffed by anyone. And so let us attach ourselves to your name. We'll run to the beat of our own drum. We'll wear our own clothes. We'll eat our own bread. We won't be a bother to you, but just give us your name. In other words, we'll live independent. I find all through life, whether we like it or not, and I certainly do like it, we're intertwined. A husband, to be a husband, needs a wife. And a wife to be a wife needs a husband. It just sort of works that way. And children need parents, and parents need children. And students need a teacher, and a teacher needs students. And a pastor needs people, and a people need a pastor. And government needs citizens, and citizens need government. We're living in a day where we don't think we need government. Government's a good thing. We might need to drain the swamp, I know, but it doesn't mean that we need to flush all of them away. We need government. Otherwise, you have lawlessness, and there needs to be laws. I think about the fact that an employer needs an employee. Whether you like it or not, you need that employee. And an employee needs an employer. Tonight, as we think of this, a sick person needs a doctor, and a doctor needs a patient. It just works that way. A novice, we'll use the word mentor, needs a mentor, and a mentor needs a novice. A coach needs players, and players need a coach. A team needs a referee, and a referee needs a couple teams. A waiter needs one who dines, and one who dines needs a waiter. A pastor needs deacons, and deacons need a pastor. Here in this text in chapter 3, where we were, verse 5, neighbors were not getting along. They weren't intertwined with one another. The old and the young were not intertwined with one another. The base and the honorable were not intertwined. That's what's so wonderful about a church. You might be a big shot, and I don't say that in disregard, at work, but around here, we're all just brothers and sisters in Christ. And tonight, as we think about this, here in the old, in this chapter 3, children are over parents, and they're disregarding parents. And women said, we don't want, we're going to rule over man. Now, don't worry. I am not preaching one thought about standards. We'll wear our own apparel. I'm not going there. That's what the text is talking about. The text is talking about independence. The text is saying we will run to the beat of our own drum. We don't need you. May I say, we live in a day where it seems like most people are their own authority. Most people just decide without any wisdom from a godly, Titus chapter 2, godly man, or a godly, virtuous, Titus chapter 2, older Christian woman. But instead, we've got to have it right now. We've got to figure this thing out right now. And the truth of the matter is, most people wind up saying, I don't need advice. I don't need a direction. I don't need your guidance. I can do this thing by myself. But you cannot. Second graders, you are dependent upon that teacher. And that teacher is going to have to guide you. Some weeks ago in one of the schools, I preached about how that if you're going to go into adulthood, someone needs to usher you into adulthood. Someone needs to help you, an aunt, an uncle, an older person, a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, a youth pastor, a mother, a dad needs to help usher you into adulthood. But kids, if you're not careful, you're 15 and you know it all. I don't need my mother to tell me anything. I don't need my dad. I don't need that Sunday school teacher. And it begins to compound. But oh, I tell you, we need authority in our life, all of us. You say, well, pastor, I'd kind of like to have your life. You don't have any authority. And may I tell you something? You're about right. I've left father and mother. There's no authority. And in death, they've left me. There's no authority. I don't have a pastor. There's no authority. There's not much authority in my life. But because of that, unbeknownst to many of you in this room, I have willingly, for all my ministry, tried to throw myself under the position of people in authority over my life. And some are younger. They don't need to be older. Some are younger, and I will take their advice and I'll take their recommendation. Because I don't want to just do this thing by myself. I think it's a wise man that will say to his wife, what would you think? What would you do? Sir, your wife has some wisdom in areas that you don't have wisdom. Generally, in child rearing, it'd be so good, women, if you are a mother that has your head screwed on straight and you know something about raising children, it'd be very, very wise for you, sir, to talk to your wife and get direction and get guidance. Ah, no woman's going to tell me anything. But see, you're missing the opportunity to have influence on your children because we're too proud. And by the way, it goes the other way too, ladies. Because he's responsible for that home and the direction. And be very wise if you listen to your husband, and together as a unit you move forward raising those kids for God. Here before us tonight, we're finding that these women said, we'll do our own thing. You know, our homes tonight are filled with independence. You don't have to look very far. I know in this church it's not that way predominantly, but you don't have to look very far in your neighborhood. Almost every home, they're doing their own thing. Dad's going here, mother's going here, kids are going here. I doubt if there's very many meals together at a table at night. I doubt if there's any bedtime prayers. I doubt if there's any talking to one another. It just seems we live it. I know that by going to the airports. If I see teenagers with the parents, they're never talking. You won't believe what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And a mother and a dad could have an opportunity to have a son or a daughter close to them and talk to them. You go out to eat and the kids, they're not talking to their parents. I know now you get on a plane, I don't know how to do it, where people are texting me from, and I'm not saying you're wrong, they text me, staff members text me from airplanes. I don't know how to do that. I guess you get on some type of whatever, cloud, I don't know what you get on, we talk. But I see that kids do that on the plane, and they'll never talk to their parents other than once in a while to scream out. We are living in our homes independent. You say, well, my kids are raised. Well, sir, you and your wife ought to be talking to one another. You ought to be doing something with one another. You ought to be walking regularly. Get off that couch. And don't become a couch potato. Don't become, well, you know, get kind of old now. Kids are gone. Next year we're going to be 50. Don't start acting like an old man at 50 or 55. And don't start be acting like a 75. Man, I'm cool, man. No, you're not cool. But you don't have to sit around like you're dying on the next load out. You're going. Our homes are independent. We don't talk to dad. We don't talk to mother. We don't talk to the kids. We don't talk to one another. Our homes are independent. We're all doing our own thing. The same thing is true in our churches, filled with independence. The same thing is true in our colleges in America. We're independent. I don't need, probably smarter than the professor anyway. The same thing is true in government. We want to be independent from it. The same true is in business. We want to be independent. The same thing is true in sports. You show me a good team, and that team is dependent upon the coach. They're not doing their own thing. They're not becoming a political spokesman for the team. And they're not kneeling. They're not going to the Super Bowl. And they're not going to the championship. Something's wrong. I won't listen. I'll do my own thing. And then a weak coach will say, well, you know, they have their right to express their views. Why don't you just play ball? In our text, the Bible makes it very clear. This was a crowd of women in that tribulation time. And said, we just don't want to look bad. Tonight, as we think of this, I want the name Christian. But not just so I won't have a reproach. I want the world to know I'm a Christian. I want the name husband. I want the name father. I want the name papa. I want the name pastor. I want the name church member. I'm glad I'm a church member. I'm a member of the church. Well, yeah, but just leave me alone, pastor. One of the things that has made this church so exciting and so successful is God's people say, I'll leave the buckets alone pretty soon. We've got the buckets. Let's do it. Why? We're church members. Let's go beyond the buckets. Why? We're a church member. Let's keep this thing going. Let's run the buses. Let's win the lost. Let's get in the campaign. Let's knock on doors. Why? Because together we're members of this local assembly. And if we're not careful, we'll want to be independent. But I'm reminded of Proverbs 29, verse 15, a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Whether it's on a team or a member of a church or in a home, when you're just abandoned by authority and that which God has placed in your life, or we abandon that and we reproach the ancient, we will always bring destruction. My challenge to each of us tonight is that this week, throughout every day of the week, we will find those who are the authority in our life. The boss. Don't debate the boss. Don't fight the boss. Don't be upset with the boss. Don't go on a campaign against the boss. Submit yourself to the authority of the boss. And in the home. And as we drive our vehicles, as we pay our bills, let's just obey what we're supposed to, because independence always destroys. Wouldn't it be an awful thing for a bride to stand right here and she says, okay, I got his name. I got his name. Now bug off, big boy. I'll do what I want to do. Wouldn't it be a shame that a man says to a young girl, would you please take my name? And she takes the name. And after you may kiss the bride, he says, I'm out of here. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to run to the beat of my own drum. I just want it to be married. Our Father, tonight, independence always destroys.